This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, I'm nervous anytime I have to give a message that deals with the subject of marriage. Let me tell you why. My wife is here. Anytime your wife is present when you talk about marriage, if a minister's normal, he would be nervous. I grew up in a minister's home. I know that ministers' homes are not perfect. They're far from it. They have problems and they have issues, just like any other family has problems or issues. And yet, that's where we are in the book of 1 Corinthians, a chapter where Paul, the apostle, talks about God's provision for marriage. You're going to hear some things you've never heard in a sermon. And I really mean that. You're going to hear some things. I'm not going to be explicit or anything like that. I don't mean that. I'm just going to talk about some things that maybe you didn't even know were in the Bible. The Bible speaks to issues you didn't know were dealt with in Scripture. But we're going to look at just a few verses out of 40 verses out of chapter 7 of 1 Corinthians where Paul talks about marriage. You know, most ministers do one of two extremes. They either are sanctimonious and super spiritual and so heavenly in the way they talk about marriage, there are no earthly good. Or the other extreme is they tell jokes about marriage, like the woman who came home from a date with her fiancé and said, "Mom, I can't marry this guy. I've decided I can't marry him." "Why can't you marry him?" "He told me tonight that he doesn't believe in the reality of hell." And the mother puts her arm around the daughter and said, "Honey, you go ahead and marry him. We'll show him. We'll show him." So, but I don't tell those kind of jokes. I think that is tacky. I think that is disrespectful. But that's the extreme. That's the extreme. 1 Corinthians 7. Again, there's 40 verses. I'm not going to read 40 verses, just a handful, starting with verse 1. You'll have to read the rest of the chapter this afternoon, and I really hope that you will. Paul is speaking, and he said, "Now for the matters you wrote about," these people wrote to him, "it is good for a man not to marry. But since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman her own husband. The husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife, and likewise the wife to her husband. The wife's body does not belong to her alone, but also to her husband. In the same way, the husband's body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife. Do not deprive each other except by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. I say this as a concession, not as a command. I wish that all men were as I am," meaning what? Single. Paul was single. I'll talk about that in a minute. "But each man has his own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that." Jump to verse 14. "For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but as it is, they are holy." Verse 27, "Are you married? Do not seek a divorce. Are you unmarried? Don't look for a wife. But if you do marry, you have not sinned. If a virgin marries, she has not sinned. But those who marry will face many troubles in this life." And I want to spare you this. I just heard someone say, "Read that last verse again." Okay, I will. "But those who marry will face many troubles in this life." Well, yes, you heard that correctly. The Apostle Paul said those who marry will have many trials and tribulations in this life. We'll talk about what that means tomorrow. We'll talk about the context of when this passage was written. It will help you to understand this passage. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.